שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, כרך א'.
We're reading from the book Zohar for All. Introduction to the book of Zohar. General explanation of all 14 commandments. ניתן לשאול גם שם שאלות, שאלות נבחרות,
תשאלנה במהלך השיעור. שוב, ספר זוהר לעם, כרך א', עמוד 395. הקדמת ספר הזוהר, ביאור כללי לכל י"ד מצוות. אנחנו בפסקה מספר 10.
General explanation for all 14 commandments, we're number 10. The fifth commandment comprises of three mitzvot. One, engage in Torah. Two, engage in procreation. Three, circumcise after 8 days. This is the verse of the fifth day of the deed of creation. Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let fowl fly above the earth. In the four mitzvot thus far, we have completed the correction of Atzilut through Mohin Degar, the zone, Panim Bepanim. Through the first mitzvah, the fear of greatness, because He is great and rules over everything, we extended the correction of Upper Abba Ve'ima in the first verse in the Torah. In the beginning, God created. The interpretation of the punishment in the second verse, and the land was tohu, formless. And through the second mitzvah of love on the side of Hesed, we extended the correction of Yeshud the Tzilut that is in the verse of the first day of the deed of creation. Let there be light. This is a light that was created in the 6 days of creation in which Adam saw from the end of the world to its end. Through a third mitzvah of the Shema reading, and blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever, in the upper unification of Shema, we extended Mohin Devak to Zerampin and Leah through their ascent to Yeshut. These are the 6 words of Hear, O Israel. We also included the concealing of the light in it, as it was said, and there was light for the next world of Yeshut, and not for this world of Yeshut. This is so because it was hidden from Chazed Yeshut and below, and became dry land there. This extension is in the big letter Dalet in Echad, 1. And Leah receives it because the rule is that any deficiency or masachim are not in the male, but in the female of that partsuf. Through the lower unification, blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever, we mitigated the harsh din of from Chazed Ziranpin and below, which extends from the verse of the second day of the deed of creation. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters in which hell, the harsh din, was created. Its place is from Chazed the Zeranpin and below, and through it is in the Nukva, Rachel, and not in the male Zeranpin. The mitigation is through completion of the mitzvah of love, so it will be on both sides, even if he takes your soul. For this reason, we must assume the complete devotion in the Dalet in Echad prior to the lower unification, to complement the quality of love on both sides, an extending of the Mohin to Rachel's place. This is because then the lower Vak of the Mohin are drawn to Rachel in the 6 words, Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever, and the harsh din become light called black light. The upper unification is the verse, Let the waters be gathered onto one place, and let the dry land appear. This is the first, it was good, in the third day of the deed of creation. The lower unification is the verse, Let the earth put forth grass. This is the second, it was good, in the third day of the deed of creation. The fourth mitzvah is to know that the Lord Havaya, He is the God, Elohim. To completely equalize the Nukva, Rachel, to Zeranpin, without any difference, through completion of the love on both sides in such wholeness that the harsh din becomes light. Also, there is no separation between black light and white light, because by completing the love on both sides, the black light becomes even more important. Thus, Rachel and Zerampin truly united into one and can both rise to Yeshut by their own strength. Through it, Zon are completely equal to Yeshut, because Zon, being thicker than him, is not a deficiency, but a merit and advantage over them. At that time, Zon received from Yeshut Mochin Degar as well, and Zon become of equal level in one unification, Panim bePanim. This is the verse of the fourth day of the deed of creation. Let there be light in the firmament of the heaven, where Nukva, Rachel, and Zeranpin are both equally included in the name Echad of Lights, which is Havaya, He is the Elohim. Thus, through these four mitzvot, we have now completed the entire correction of Atzilut through Zon, Panim bePanim, on an equal level. Now we should copulate Zon once more by raising man and good deeds to extend Mochen de Panim to us from them. These are the three Bechinot of Mochen: Naran de Katnut, Naran of the first Gadlut, and Naran of the second Gadlut. They are drawn to us through the rest of the mitzvot. Naran de Katnut, the fifth day of the deed of creation, are in the verse, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. The completion of the Katnut is in the sixth day. Also Vak and Gar of the first Gadlut and Vak of the second Gadlut are on the sixth day of the deed of creation. And Gar of the second Gadlut is on the Sabbath day. 11. These are the three commandments included in the fifth mitzvah. 1. Engage in toil in the Torah daily, by which one acquires holy nefesh from the Zon. 2. Engage in procreation, by which one acquires the holy ruach from the zivug of Zon. 3. Circumcise after 8 days and remove the foreskin from there, by which one acquires neshama from the zivug of Zon. All these naran are only naran de katnut. This is the verse of the fifth day of the deed of creation. Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let fowl fly above the earth over the firmament of heaven. Living creatures are nefesh. Let fowl fly is ruach, and over the firmament of heaven is neshama. We could ask, why did we not engage in drawing Naran de Katnut in Zon, while in our Mochen we must draw Naran de Katnut? It is so because Zon are never deficient of anything from the Katnut, since this has already been corrected by the emanator himself. Hence, the beginning of extension is from Vak de Gadlut, through the Shema reading. Yet we must correct everything by ourselves, since in one who is born, there is only nefesh on the part of a pure beast. He does not even have nefesh, the kudusha, of holiness, on the part of the ofanim. Hence, we must always begin in nefesh the katnut. Thus, we have explained the three mitzvot in the fifth mitzvah. The fifth is to engage in Torah to correct the nefesh the katnut, and the sixth is to engage in procreation to correct the ruach the katnut, and the seventh is to circumcise oneself and remove the foreskin from oneself for the correction of the neshama de katnut. All these are the fifth day. 12. And the eighth commandment is to love the proselyte who comes to be circumcised and be admitted under the wings of divinity, to extend from there the nefesh of the proselyte from the holy divinity. By that, we draw for ourselves neshama from the body of the tree of life, the end and completion of our katnut. This is the verse of the sixth day of the deed of creation. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, each as it should. 13. The ninth commandment is to pardon the poor and to willingly give them prey. By that, we cause the association of Midat HaDin, the quality of Din, with Midat HaRachamim above. Since Bina partakes with Malchut in the bottom hay and Nikve Einayim, and return from there into me, which is Galgalt Einayim, in lights of Nefesh Ruach. Her Ele descended to Zon. Zon returned to Galgalt Einayim in lights of Nefesh Ruach, and their Ele descended to Bia, inside our Naran and Bia, and we receive from Zon the lights of Vak the Gadlut. This is the verse, let us make man of the sixth day of the deed of creation. Since Bina said, let us, and partook with Asiya, Malchut, to beget Vak for man. 14. The tenth commandment is to wear tefillin and to complement oneself in the upper form. By that, we cause the return of Gadlut above. When the bottom he descends from Nikve Naim to Pe once more, and the letters Ele return to their degree, and when Zon raised their letters Ele from Bia to their degree, to Atzilut, our Naran rise along with them. Then we receive from Zon Gar of the first Gadlut, regarded as Mochin, the Neshama of the first Gadlut. This is the verse of the sixth day of the deed of creation. And God created man in his own image. These Mochin the Gar the Gadlut are drawn in Telem the Yeshut, which is called Elohim, which is Chabad. The Mem in Telem is Chokhmah, upper Abba V'ima. The Lamed in Telem is Bina, Yeshut. And the Tzadi in Telem is Da'at, Zon. Also, there are the four portions of the Tefillin. One, sanctify is the Mem in Telem. Two, and it shall be when the Lord brings you, is Lamed in the Telem. Three, here is Hesed of Tzadi in the Telem. And four, it shall come to pass, if indeed you listen, is Gevura of Tzadi in Telem. These are the four Mochin, the Ziranpin, and the head Tefillin. The four portions of the hand Tefillin are the four Mochin received by Nukva the Ziranpin, Rachel. It is the two times Telem presented in the verse, and God created man in his own image, in the image of God did he create them. In his own image applies to the head Tefillin, the Telem of Ziranpin. And the Telem Elohim applies to the hand Tefillin, the Telem of Nukva. This completes the Naran of the first Gadlut for a person, meaning Nefesh Ruach of the first Gadlut. Through the mitzvah to pardon the poor, and Gar, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida of the first Gadlut, through the mitzvot of wearing tefillin. 15. The 11th commandment is to give tithing, 10% of the land. Through this mitzvah, one is rewarded with receiving nefesh of light of Chaya from upper Abba V'ima. Since once a person has been completed with Naran Chai of the first Gadlut through the Tefillin, he should begin to obtain the second Gadlut, the light of Chaya. This divides into four Bechinot, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. And to obtain them, we were given the four mitzvot. One is rewarded with nefesh by the mitzvah of giving the tithing of the land, since Eretz, earth, is considered nefesh. As it is written, behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed upon the face of all the earth, said on the sixth day of the deed of creation. Here it writes, behold, I have given. And it is written, And it is written, and to the sons of Levi I have given every tithing in Israel. As it is tithing there, it is the tithing of the earth here as well. Upon the face of all the earth, because one who is rewarded with nefesh of light of Chaya governs all the earth, since all the klipot surrender before him. It is written about this nefesh, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Nefesh is called tithing, after Malchut, who is the tenth. But nefesh of the light of Chaya is the whole tithing, the complete wholeness of the tithing. 16. The 12th commandment is to bring the first fruit of the tree. Through this mitzvah, one is rewarded with receiving the light of Ruach from the light of Chaya that comes from Abba V'Ima. It is so because first fruit comes from the word firstborn, and Abba V'Ima are first, beginning, as explained in the first mitzvah. And since it is from the tree, the first fruit of the tree, they are regarded as Ruach, since the tree is vegetative, regarded as Ruach. The still vegetative animate in speaking correspond to Naran Chai, still to Nefesh, vegetative to Ruach, animate to Neshama, and speaking to Chaya Yehida. It is written about it, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. It is written of the fruit of the tree, and it is written, thus all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. As it is the first fruit in the fruit of the tree there, it is the first fruit there. As he explains the words, is the Lord. As anything that befits me is forbidden for you to eat. 17. The 13th mitzvah is to redeem one's son, to tie him to life, and to weaken the appointee over death, of whom it was said, very. This is the angel of death. By that, he is rewarded with the Shema from the light of Chaya. In terms of order, he should have been rewarded with Chaya from the light of Chaya by this mitzvah, since speaking is the light of Chaya. Once he has been rewarded with Nefesh Ruach through the fruit of the land of the fruit of the tree, since they are still and vegetative, he should have been rewarded with Neshama from the light of Chaya through the firstborn of a beast as it is animate, and with Chaya Yehida through the firstborn of man as it is the speaking. However, the redemption of the firstborn does not completely surrender the angel of death, only weakens him. Upon the giving of the Torah, he became completely liberated from the angel of death. But then, through the sin of the calf, the work was taken from the firstborn of Israel and was given to the priests. Since the filth of the serpent from the sin of the tree of knowledge that the angel of death brought to the world was mingled in Israel again through the calf. It is about this correction of the firstborn of Israel that the mitzvah of redeeming the firstborn was given in 5 rocks, corresponding to the correction of all 10 sefirot, which are 5 bechinot kachabzon. The firstborn reaches through Keter Chokhmah, upper Abba V'Ima, Reshit, beginning, head. Through the correction of 5 rocks, we reconnect the firstborn to the upper life, weakening the angel of death, so he cannot govern them, though we do not completely remove him, as he was liberated from the angel of death prior to the sin with the calf. Hence, the mitzvah of redemption of the firstborn is not enough to draw Chaya out of the light of Chaya, as it is meant to be canceling the angel of death, as it was upon the giving of the Torah before the sin with the calf. Rather, it is a degree below it, degree of neshama, light of neshama, from the upper Abba V'ima, and not more. It was said on the sixth day of the deed of creation, and God saw all that He has done, and it was very good. Good is the angel of life. Very is the angel of death. Since then, the angel of death was mitigated and was more important than the angel of life. However, now, during the 6,000 years, he does not arrive at this great mitigation. Rather, this was said only for the end of correction. Yet by redemption of the firstborn, which only weakens him and not more, he is rewarded only with Neshama Dechaya, Vak Dechaya, by the redemption. 18. The 14th commandment is to keep the Sabbath day and to connect the Sabbath day to its Kedusha. Through these two mitzvot, one is rewarded with Chaya Dechaya on the Sabbath day, as it is written, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Since by keeping from desecrating the Sabbath, one is rewarded with a blessing, and by sanctifying the Sabbath with the lights of the Sabbath, one is rewarded with Kedushah. The light of Chaya is Kedushah because Upper Abba V'Ima are called holy. And in the afternoon prayer of the Sabbath, a vak of light of Yehidah is extended. Yet it is impossible to extend Gar the Yehidah during the 6,000 years, but only at the end of correction.
Again?
Yes? There are no questions. That's okay. We're hearing. We hear that it all follows a certain order, even though we don't remember it. But we have one soul, 10 tefillot, and how it is corrected gradually from the beginning to the end. That's the main thing. There's no more to correct, nor anything else to do. That's how it is. And it's all corrected only through connection between all the parts of the soul. Next,
okay,
moving on to the next.
We're going to read the explanation of the division of the 14 commandments into 10 utterances. Once the 14th commandment and the way they divide into the 7 days of creation have been clarified, let us clarify the order of their division into 10 utterances by which the world was created. The first utterance, in the beginning God created, Bereshit, in the beginning, in both an utterance as well as the first commandment, fear, because he is great and rules over everything. It is the degree of Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, implied in the Yud of Havaya, Abba is Yud, Ima is Vav Dalid, of the filling of the Yud. It is pure air, Gar of Bina. The second utterance, and God said, let there be light. The second commandment is great love on the side of Chesed, Gar of Yeshut of Atzilut, the light that was created on the first day of the 6 days of creation, in which Adam saw from the end of the world to its end. This is the first hay of Havaya. The third utterance, and God said, let there be a firmament. This is the concealing of the light and the harsh din that came out in it. The completion of the second commandment, so that love will be on both sides, even if he takes your soul. It is considered the nukva from Chazev Zeranpin and below. The fourth utterance, and God said, let the waters be gathered. The third commandment is to know that there is a great God who rules over the whole world and to unify him daily with a proper unification. The unification of Hero Israel, called the upper unification. This is extension of Vak of the three previous utterances into Zeranpin, Vak of Gadlut, Vav of Havaya. The fifth utterance, and God said, let the earth put forth grass. This is the completion of the third commandment, Once the dry land had been tied there in the unification of above, it must be tied in Vak below. In the lower unification, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever and ever. It is extension of Vak of the first three utterances to Nukva de Zeranpin, by which the harsh din in her is inverted into being complete light, called black light. It is Vak of Mochin of Gadlut, of the Nukva of Zeranpin, the bottom hay of Havaya. The sixth utterance, and God said, let there be lights. This is the fourth commandment, to know that Havaya is the Lord. He is the Elohim, to know that they are one and there is no separation between them. They are black light in white light. There is no separation in them, and it is all one. This is extension of Mochin of Gal of the first three utterances to Zeranpin and Nukva. At which time they unite as one on an equal level, panim bepanim. The seventh utterance, and God said, let the waters swarm. There are three commandments in it. The fifth, to engage in Torah. The sixth, to engage in procreation. And the seventh, to circumcise on the eighth day. Through them, Naran of Katnut are drawn out from Zon to the souls of the righteous, who extend a holy nefesh through engagement in Torah. By procreation, they extend holy ruach, and by removing the foreskin, they extend holy neshama. The eighth utterance, and God said, let the earth put forth. The eighth commandment is to love the proselyte. Through this commandment, the nefesh of the proselyte is extended, and the completion of the mochin for Naran of Katnut to the souls of the righteous. The ninth utterance, and God said, let us make man. There are two commandments in it. The ninth, to pardon the poor. By having compassion for the poor and by sustaining him, we evoke the association of Midat HaDin with the Midat HaRachamim above, in the ascent of Malchut to Bina, and Vakav Mochin of the first Gadlut are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. The tenth commandment is to wear tefillin, by which Gar of Mochin of the first Gadlut, Tzelem, are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. The tenth utterance, and God said, behold, I have given you. There are three commandments in it. The 11th, to give the tithing of the land. The 12th, to bring the first fruit of the tree. And the 13th, to make redemption for his son. Through them, Naran of the second Gadlut are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. There are also commandments in the verse, and on the seventh day God completed his work to keep the Sabbath day, which is keeping, and to connect the Sabbath day to its sanctity, which is remembering. Those two commandments are one, as in keep and remember, were said in the same utterance. Through those two commandments, the light of Chaya of the second Gadlut is drawn out to the souls of the righteous. And this completes the level of the Mochin that the souls of the righteous receive from Zon of Atzilut through the 6,000 years. However, there's also Mochin of Vak of Yechida, drawn out on the afternoon prayer on Sabbath. At that time, Zeranpin ascends to Dikna of Arichanpin. But since the Nukva of Zeranpin does not rise with him, he is not counting them here. Thus you find that the Mochin are drawn out primarily in the first three utterances. In the beginning God created, and God said, let there be light, and God said, let there be a firmament, which are Chabad, because the utterance, in the beginning God created, is Abba ve'ima, Chochmah. The utterance, and God said, let there be light, is Yeshsut, Bina. And the utterance, and God said, let there be a firmament, is Da'at, since Rachel's harsh din was created there, which operates in the five Gvurot, in Da'at, at the point of Chirik. This completes the entire Mochin, because the three utterances, let the waters be gathered, let earth put forth grass, and let there be lights, are drawing of Vak and Gar of the first Gadlut and the second Gadlut from the first three utterances to the Zon. The seventh utterance is drawing of Naran of Katnut from Zon to the souls of the righteous. The eighth utterance is completion of Mochin of Katnut. The ninth utterance is Vak and Gar of Mochin of the first Gadlut, which extend from Zon to the souls of the righteous. And the tenth utterance is drawing of out of Naran of the second Gadlut from Zon to the souls of the righteous. Mochin of Chaya of the second Gadlut are drawn out from the Zon to the souls of the righteous by keeping and sanctifying the Sabbath. Thus, the Mochin came out primarily in the first three utterances in Abba v'Ima and Yeshsut, and the rest of the utterances were drawn out from them to Zon of Atzilut and to the souls of the righteous. Now you can understand the saying, the world was created in 10 utterances. But when you look, there are only three in which the world was created, Chochmah, Tvunah, and Da'at. The Mochin, by which the world was created, are found primarily in the first three utterances, Chabad. Also, there are only 9 times, and God said, in those 10 utterances, and they had been explained that in the beginning is also an utterance. However, there are actually 10 times, and God said, 1, let there be light, 2, let there be a firmament, 3, let the waters be gathered, 4, let the earth put forth grass, 5, let there be lights, 6, let the waters swarm, 7, let the earth put forth, 8, let us make man, 9, be fruitful and multiply, and 10, behold, I have given. We could seemingly argue that the utterance, be fruitful and multiply, is not considered an utterance, because there is no creation in it, but only a blessing for man. And this is why the Zohar does not count it here. However, in the corrections, you will find that it does count the utterance, be fruitful and multiply, among the 10 utterances, and does not count the utterance, let us make man, among them. This is the opposite of the Zohar before us. The thing is that these two utterances, let us make man and be fruitful and multiply, are regarded as a single utterance because they were both said only upon man's creation. Hence, it makes no difference whether we regard the utterance, let us make man, among the utterances, or the utterance, be fruitful and multiply. It was said that when the Creator wished to sustain the world, He made Abraham with Chochmah, Isaac with Tvunah, and Jacob with Da'at. By that Jacob was called, and by knowledge the rooms are filled. And at that time, the world was completed. But in all the places, the Zohar says that Abraham is Chesed, Isaac is Gvura, and Jacob is Tiferet. While here he says that he made them Chabad in order to sustain the world. How did the emanator make them Chabad? Also, what is the meaning of making Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob Chabad in order to sustain the world? Zeranpin is called world. The existence of Zeranpin, meaning the existence of the world, which is the extension of Mochin of Gar to Zeranpin. The essence of the 10 utterances is primarily only the first three utterances, Chabad of Parzuf Yeshsut. When the Creator wished to sustain the world, to extend Mochin of Gar to Zeranpin, which is called world, Olam, He made Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob Chabad of Zeranpin into Chabad. Turning Chagat into Chabad is done by drawing out light of Neshama, which dressed in them, because the Kelim are always named after the lights that are clothed in them. The Kelim of the light of Nefesh are called Nehi. The Kelim of the light of Ruach are called Chagat. And the kelim of light of neshama are called chabad. Hence, when Zeranpin was vak without gar, with only two lights, nefesh ruach, deficient of the light of neshama, he had only six kelim, chagat nehi. This is so because the kelim of the light of ruach are chagat, and the kelim of the light of nefesh are nehi. Now that the mochin of vak of gadlut and gar of gadlut were extended to him through three utterances, let the waters be gathered, let the earth put forth grass, and let there be lights, by that light of neshama was drawn to chagat of Zeranpin, which are called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus chagat rose and became chabad, Abraham into chokhmah, Isaac into tevunah, and Jacob into dat. Since the kelim of neshama are considered chabad, also the light ruach descended into the kelim of nehi and became nehi to kelim of chagat, as they are now a tabernacle for the light of ruach. Thus new kelim of nehi were sorted out for him from Bia, connected to this to his parzuf, and the light of nefesh clothed in them. These three utterances, which are for Zeranpin, were drawn out from the three previous utterances, which are in Yesut. It was said, he made Abraham with chokhmah, with wisdom. The clothing of light of neshama made the kelim of chesed of Zeranpin become chokhmah. Isaac with tvuna, meaning that that clothing made the kli of gvura become tvuna. Jacob with Da'at, the kli of Tiferet of Zeranpin became Da'at, the middle line, deciding between the two kelim, Chochmah and Tzvuna. By that he was called, and by knowledge the rooms were filled. That is, once it became a kli of tiferet for Da'at, deciding between Chochmah and Bina, and completing the ten sfirot of the light of Neshama from below upward, called Rosh, the light was inverted and illuminated from above to below as well, to kelim of Nehi of Zeranpin. This light, which shines from above downward, is called the light of Ruach. And it is the Da'at that expands from the Rosh of Kelim of Guf and fills them, as it is written, and by knowledge the rooms are filled. Then the Kelim Nehi, called corridors, were made into Kelim Chagat, which are called rooms. And then the whole world was completed. The entire world was completed, meaning Zeranpin, since through those lights, new kelim are sorted out from him, rising from Bia, to clothe the light of Nefesh. Then the entire parzuf Zeranpin, called world, is completed. For now, it has all the kelim, Chabad Chagat Nehi. We could ask about him saying that Tzvuna is for Isaac and not Bina, since the Mochin are called Chabad. He thus wished to tell us that this refers to the complete Mochin of the light of Chaya, where the light line of the light of Chaya extends from Tzvuna, where the place of disclosing light of Chochmah in the Yod that came out of the Avir, and which is not from Upper Bina. This is why he made the precision and Isaac with Tvuna, since the world Zeranpin exists only in Mochin of the illumination of Chochmah.